नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36 कुर्वाणा यत्र कर्माणि भगवत शिक्षया सकृत
भगवत शिक्षा सकृत
गृणन्ति गुणनामानि
गृणन्ति गुणनामानि
कृष्णस्यानु स्मरन्ति च
कृष्णस्यानु स्मरन्ति च
कुर्वाणा यत्र कर्माणि भगवत शिक्षयास्कृत
गृणन्ति गुणनामानि
गृणन्ति गुणनामानि
कृष्णस्यानुस्मरन्ति च
कृष्णस्यानुस्मरन्ति च कुर्वाणाः while performing yatra thereupon karmani duties bhagavat
the
personality of Godhead
shikshaya
by the will of
asakrat
constantly
grananti
takes on guna
qualities
namani
names
krishnasya
of
Krishna.
Krishna.
Anusmaranti.
Anusmaranti.
Constantly remembers.
Constantly remembers.
Cha.
Cha.
And translation and purport by Divine Jyoti Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While performing duties according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers Him, His names and His qualities. Please repeat. While performing duties, according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers, Him, His names, and His qualities. Purport. An expert devotee of the Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. The order of the Lord is distinctly there in the Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some devatas like Indra, Brahma, Saraswati and Ganesha, the system is that in all circumstances the representation of Vishnu must be there as Yageshwara, or the controlling power of such sacrifices. It is recommended that a particular devata be worshipped for a particular purpose, but still the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper. Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example in our household affairs or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer, Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared Himself to be the supreme enjoyer of everything, the supreme proprietor of every planet, and the supreme friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within His creation. A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame, and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord. The Lord is identical with His name, fame, etc. and therefore to be associated with His name, fame, etc. constantly means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of our monetary income not less than 50% must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earnings to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of the Lord. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to him than one who is always engaged in the preaching work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out his order. He wants the message of the Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. It may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerities, charity, education, etc. Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy persons of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolutely certainty of converting this hell of pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake in a function where good singing, dancing and refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such a function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendant associate with the Lord and thereby purify himself in spiritual realization. The only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires. Fruitive activities and dry speculations about the nature of the Lord, no one has to discover the nature of the Lord. It is already spoken by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita especially, and in all other Vedic literature generally. We have simply to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord. That will guide us to the path of perfection. One can remain in his own position. No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord. And after giving up such lofty, puffed up vanities, one may serve very submissively, receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam from the lips of a bona fide devotee whose qualification is mentioned above. That will make everything successful without a doubt. Om Agyanat Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Kurvana Yatra Karmani Bhagavat Ichchakshaya Sakrat Vrinanti Guna Namani Krishna Syanus Smaranticha. While performing duties according to the order of Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his names and his qualities. Here, Narada Muni is giving another instruction. That while we are doing, it's a simple, very simple instruction, but very difficult for people. What is the instruction? That just when you are doing our duties, then all we have to do is just while doing the duties, remember his name, his qualities, and him. Actually, you can't forget Krishna. So that's why we have this formula. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And he even suggested the same to Arjuna. He just said, you fight while remembering me. So question may come, how is it possible? We are doing so many things in the whole day. How can we remember Krishna always? Why not? We can if we really decide. And the classic example that comes to mind is Srila Prabhupada. And he never, a very heavy statement, but it's true, that he never ever spoke anything which was not connected to Krishna. So even his chastisement of somebody, his love for somebody, his, you know, mercy for somebody, was all coming to Krishna. And here Srila Prabhupada is telling that that is the order of Lord Chaitanya also. That you follow this and then you spread this. Tell others. We must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others. Why? Because this is also the order of the Lord. You know? So we follow the order of the Lord in toto. Prabhupada uses the word toto. That means no discrimination. No thinking, no putting our thing in that, oh, should I do it, should I not do it, oh, this is not what the Lord meant, no. Take it as it is. And of course, he also emphasizes on doing it through a bona fide representative. That's there, in like bona fide, the word bona fide, you know, everybody talks about guru, but Srila Prabhupada talks about a bona fide guru, because there are so many gurus these days. And even in 70s, when he wrote all this, there were gurus. So gurus, there is no shortage of gurus. But there is a big shortage of bona fide gurus. Meaning what? Meaning those who can take us back to Godhead. That kind of guru. And it is said that we get, a lot of time people ask this question, okay, we understand everything, but where do we get a guru? How can I get a guru? And when we tell them that if you desire to have a guru, Krishna will send you one. They feel, how is it possible? I live in Australia, there is no guru there. But the point is that if you really, sincerely, strongly desire, then Krishna will send. You know. And Krishna will send, and not only that, he will send you the guru that you want, the type of guru that you want. You know, like if you want a guru to take you back to Godhead, then you will get that kind of guru. If you want a guru to teach you some tricks to make more money, Krishna will send you that. If you want to have a guru for name and fame, Krishna will send you that. This was in one of the class of Gaur Govind Maharaj. He spoke about this very elaborately. He said, you tell me what type of guru you want. And then somebody asked, why do we need a guru? And he said, how will you know on your own, who is Krishna? How will you, even if Krishna stands in front of you, how will you recognize him? So, for that, also you need a guru. Guru is the one who tells you. Like Prabhupada came and, you know, he just started instructing. This is how Krishna looks. He described. Of course, as per the scriptures. And that's why we hear so many stories. Especially about Jagannath. My devotees didn't know. If Prabhupada had not told them this Jagannath, they would have been just keeping them as a doll in the house, you know. Nice looking, smiling face, you know, like that. But it's the guru who tells. It's the guru who told, who told everybody that the love affair of Radha and Krishna are not mundane. How it is transcendental, how it is beyond us, and how we should not discuss it. Everything comes from Guru. You can look at his disciples. And now they have become gurus. But those who are following the disciplic succession properly, they just repeat what Prabhupada said. Of course, they may be adding some examples from the current situation, because now it's like 40 years. But the basic thing has not changed. Basic precepts. And that's why whenever we have any doubts, we go to the Veda base. Isn't it? What Prabhupada says on this subject. And then when we read that, then it's confirmed, okay. So it's a very simplistic looking instruction. But yeah, that's how it works. I remember in early days of my joining the movement, in Bangalore we had this few engineers, they were working in special purpose machines design and of a big multinational company. And then they became attracted to Krishna, and then they became attracted to chanting. But their duties were very severe, like there, some of them were operators of a automatic machine. So they wanted to chant, and now, so they approached the management and they said, sir, can we chant while we are working on the machine? Management first thought, what is this? It's a German company, German collaboration. So they say, are you crazy or something? They say, and then they asked that we should chant on a chanting beat, not like the simply chant on. Those days there was no clicker or anything. So they said, this is weird. What about the work? They said, sir, suppose we give you more production than what you are expecting out of us. Would you allow us? And he said, why? You can do it at home. And they said, but we get so tired by the time we go home that we are no. But now here we can do it. What's your problem? He said, automatic machine, I have to just keep a watch. So very reluctantly the manager agreed. And these boys, they hung a chanting bead from one of the rods coming out of the machine and put their hand in that, and they're watching. So whenever something goes wrong, they just adjust it, if it adjusts once in a while. And they're just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, rata, rata, and one piece is falling out. And as they had promised, it happened like that, their production increased because they are having more concentration. Like I told early days, when I started these children's classes, I told the parent that when the exams came, I said, let them not come for the classes, we will stop the classes now. And the parent said, no, you continue the classes because the children are performing better in their education. Because they are so disciplined now, and they are, lot of concentration they are applying. So please continue, sir. It was very rare to allow the children to go to something else other than their curriculum study right during the exam. So these are the examples which prove that, if you just bring Krishna in, it's possible.
Things get better.
Things get better, yes.
Sure.
Can become better. Clearly, and as I said, with proof. Not that it's some speculation. And here I like one more thing, what Prabhupada says, all you have to do, he says so many things, but then he says, all you have to do is avoid mental speculation. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation, aimed at becoming one with the Lord. So he's directly telling us, don't speculate on becoming one, that means no mayavad. This one statement is saying that keep away from maya. Mayavad is the one which tells you to become one with the Lord. You become his servant and you serve. Okay, I think I'll stop here. You want to say something?
Krishna says, what you're saying, that Prabhupada says, once you get 50%,
yes.
So that can be a challenge for many devotees, but I guess that implies devotees that have enough money to give 50%.
No, it's okay, it's a good question. This question came many times, and I got a fantastic answer only once. I mean, so many times people say that. And that answer was that 50% doesn't mean you just, you get $1,000 salary, you give a 500 check. It doesn't mean like that. 50% spent on Krishna consciousness. So he says the prasadam you cook, that is Krishna consciousness. Okay? You send your children to school so they become a good devotee. It is Krishna consciousness. You travel to the temple to attend arati, etc. That's Krishna consciousness. And everything, you buy some dresses for Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. You buy flowers and you do this, So in other words, you buy books, right? You buy Prabhupada books, you distribute books, there's so many ways, and that put together becomes your purpose. Not that you.
Yeah.
So he says, you're going to your office is Krishna consciousness, because you are going there to make Lakshmi to spend on Krishna. But if you are doing it for yourself, like you are going to her movie, that's not Krishna. So wherever you are acquiring some knowledge, for example, you go to Vrindavan, you go to New Vrindavan, you attend 24-hour kirtan, you go to Allah Kiva, everything is
Hare Krishna.
So you see, this is a wrong notion that, okay, and then people say, I got only 500 salary. Oh, but you are eating. So eat Krishna prasadam. Mm-hmm. That's Krishna consciousness. So like that, if you present like that to people, then people are willing to follow. Mm-hmm. But if you say, hey, give me your 50%, nobody will give.
Yeah.
Of course, Prabhupada of course says here. He says the rich, rich and the famous, they should do it.
Yeah.
Because they even if they give 50% of their profit cash, they still have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah. So yeah, it really depends on how you're using Krishna, but also how much money you have altogether.
But again, not required. Yeah. Like that, we have that Narayan now, that the banana seller. He was making one akolavit. He was selling one anna, he was giving 50 paisa. But he was strictly following, literally, 50% of the income.
Yeah, because that's also a good point too. It's like, do we have faith in even giving 50, even the actual income, 50% of our income, to spreading of Krishna consciousness? Because ultimately Krishna will provide.
Yeah. But I mean, when you present like this, then it becomes
difficult.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm also involved. I'm also getting something of that 50%.
Yes.
It's not that.
Yeah, especially if someone doesn't have strong faith, you can't present like that.
Yeah, because in today's world, everybody is struggling to survive.
Yeah.
Everybody, most of us, I don't say everybody, but most of us.
You're right, most is.
So for them to accept this formula is very difficult.
Yeah.
And then, for example, Prabhupada, elsewhere he says, 50% should be spent on Krishna consciousness, 25% for yourself, and 25% you should save. Now an average American doesn't save anything. You know that? The average saving of an American is minus. It's not even $1. It's minus something, because he already spent something on his credit cards and this and that.
Yeah.
Today it says, today only I read that 28% of Americans don't have any extra money to spend. That means they're just able to pay their bills somehow or other. But even then, as I said now, so you can still do that,
Yeah, that's a good way to present it.
And sometimes when you cannot do it with cash, you can do it with time.
Yeah.
Do some service.
That's true.
Do some service for Krishna.
Yeah.
You know? Don't have to pay cash every time.
Yeah.
Take care of some service.
Uber Goswami doesn't say, we want your Visa and MasterCard.
Yeah.
We want your time.
You know? Right, exactly.
So either way. Also, that there's that part in the program that says that all one has to do is chant, dance, take percent.
Yes, refreshment.
Refreshment. It's interesting, he says in there, not just singing, he says good singing.
He doesn't do that.
In that, yeah.
He said that? Good singing. Okay, maybe.
Is that?
I mean, yeah, naturally, if singing is not good, then how can you please the Lord? You know? That's another question. But, And he says, attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become devotees. You should keep on trying. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, it says, the message of singing, dancing, and refreshment.
Where good singing, dancing, and refreshment are administered. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just singing in that connection.
Yeah, he's saying that, you know, yeah.
In that connection, like, you know, for example, if we're going on Harinam or Bhajan, specifically saying to the public,
right,
we should do it in a very professional, expert way so it attracts people.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I've been at the experiences of going on Kirtan and Bhajan with devotees where we're not, like, organized whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, like, no one wants to play instrument or someone don't know how to carry the
door
there. And it's like, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's like, you can just imagine the presentation to the public, like, what is this?
Yeah, even in temples, you know, if you have a nice kirtan, people will get attracted.
Yeah.
Like, Hridayanand Maharaj says, sometimes they say the bumpers and 3-4 drums and big full
and
volume.
He calls it heavy metal kirtan.
Oh, he says, it's not music, Prabhu, it is cacophony.
Was it?
Cacophony or something.
Cacophony. Sounds like some music.
He says, you are breaking Krishna's eardrums, you know. It should be melodious.
Yeah, exactly. So, that goes with many of our things, how we dress and all these things that make a big
difference. It used to happen in Chicago, you know, like they used to increase the volume and then it becomes so loud.
Yeah.
And they have this. So when then we decided, you know, before the kirtan, we are hiding all the bumpers and this and that. You know, just one mrudangam, one pair of kartal, or two pairs of kartal.
Yeah, it's too much.
And give it to an expert who knows how to play rather than, you know,
somebody
just beating it on.
I mean, it's like, it's one thing in a temple if you don't have anyone else, but it's nothing if there's many people that do not play, then they should get pressure.
Yeah. Sometimes people get offended, so we made a chart. On the next Sunday, who is going to sing, who is going to play, so no confusion, you know, just turn comes, be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam, ki jai.